Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 532. Today, Chris asks,
I know you've said that Down from 10 was a movie script first. However, I was wondering, if you were going to do a story as both an audio drama and a novel, would you write the novel first or the audio drama first?
I actually would probably write the story in whichever form it came to me first. Down from 10 was a film script that got adapted to a novel and performed as an audio drama, even though I didn't adapt it as an audio drama. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which unfortunately I didn't write because what a feather in the cap that would be. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy was a radio drama that got adapted to a novel, then expanded to several novels. It was adapted unfaithfully to a novel, expanded to several novels. In the process, also adapted to a television series, and then the later novels were adapted back to radio drama form. It can go any way that the spirit moves you. And I think probably every story is different. Each medium has its own strengths and ways of getting to the audience that the other media don't have. Some of those are cross-applicable, and when you cross-apply correctly, you get a wonderful surprise that can sometimes change the way that writing is done. When I was 12 years old, I read an article by Stephen King talking about the way that he innovated applying cinematic techniques to novelistic form, which is now de rigueur. Everybody does it, but everybody does it because Stephen King and a few other people in that era grew up on films and just started telling stories in books as if they were looking through a camera eye. And that had a tremendous impact on the way that pacing and plot are constructed and accomplished in modern fiction. In some cases, that's led to an impoverishment of some of the really powerful tools of fiction, but it's also opened up a whole new toolbox that we're all using now. So I don't know that that's been done with radio drama, even though Douglas Adams did adapt from radio drama to book form. But there's a whole bunch of stuff that you could cross-apply from one media to another. So it's a really good idea to sort of experiment in all three. And also in stage plays. Oh, stage plays have a wealth of things that they can teach the novelist. It's a good idea to experiment in all of the media so that you've got that wider toolbox at your disposal. And so that when a story comes to you and it doesn't feel like it's quite right for a novel, or it doesn't feel like it's quite right for a screenplay, but oh my God, you can see immediately how brilliant it would be on stage, or how perfect it would be for the ear. You've got the freedom to write it that way first time, and then decide whether to adapt it back to another, perhaps more commercially viable format. That would be my advice. Thanks very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.